Okay, you do the
what
talk,
if I, what
and then
if I can hear background chewing, you're gonna trigger some sort of my fight or flight
ASMR shit.
Yes. So, hello, ladies.
No,
we are not ASMRing the intro of this podcast. Hello,
again.
Hello, lads, lasses, humans, non-humans, dogs, cats, pets, and people. Welcome to week 5 of Painfully Brunette. This is like the 6th time I've tried to start it right now, because Elle started eating a fucking scone. There was background noise. Our Wi-Fi didn't work as per usual. We had technological. Are you kidding, Jess? Technological.
We were almost
yes
there.
We had issues, but the point is we're here now. So yeah, welcome to week 5. So this week is all about Jess and Elle's Guide to the Galaxy. So a lot of the questions you guys have submitted over the previous weeks and this week have all been a little bit random, a little bit out there, but we've really wanted to answer. So we thought, let's just do a mashup for the final podcast of 2020 before we take a scheduled break. Do you know what? I'm actually quite proud of Elle and I, because neither of us usually stick to any deadlines. I mean, when we were students, we would rush and hand things in last minute. But we've been scheduling and been on time for Tuesday's podcast every single week. Like, this is unlike us. So,
I mean, I have a deadline on Wednesday for some, like, a project that I have not finished yet. So,
but have you started it?
No.
I didn't think so. So, we had loads of random questions submitted to us. And it was a little bit of a case of, we didn't really have any answers for them for the specific weeks, but we just thought, do you know what? Let's do a final week where we mash all the questions together and answer them. So we will be taking a break after this and coming back with more podcasts in the new year, when hopefully we'll actually be able to record together, because the Corona Varicio, maybe it's the situation will be different. Maybe it won't be. Who knows? I want a vaccine. Give me it now, Pfizer.
You see, you're like next to get it, to be fair. I'm like one of the last people who qualifies to get this. And I was just like, ugh, well, my antibodies only have so long, bitches. Like,
I know, but you've actually had COVID already, so you're fine. You can go lick door handles if you want to be honest.
That bitch. So yeah, give me the frigging vaccine and let me go out and get pissed.
This is true. So hopefully in the new year we'll all be vaccinated, all be ready, and we can record in person. Who knows where we'll be at? But yeah.
Okay. So question one. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Deep dive into the question. Let's deep dive. Let's go.
So question one. Some of these are really random, and some of these are about us and random topics. So. Let's go with
a whole a bit of a mixed bag. What's the first one you want to roll with?
Okay. I quite liked this one. I thought it was quite cute. How to make a cocktail for a first date, which kind and how? So they must be having like cocktails together.
Oh, cute. I love that cocktail.
Really
date.
Cute.
Well, do you know what? So I think, to be honest, which cocktail you want to make, it depends what sort of vibe you want to set. I love a bit of a fruity number in a cocktail. I like an espresso martini, but apparently coffee makes your hoo-ha not taste pleasant. Also, I read on BuzzFeed. So depending on which parts you have between thine legs, I would suggest avoiding the coffee, because, I mean, yeah, so it depends on the sort of vibe you want to set. If it's just going to be really classy cocktails, and have whatever the fuck you want. But if
you know what I would recommend, if you guys are going to do the sex, have a pina colada.
And a
Cosmopolitan.
Because
then you'll all taste amazing. And a Cosmo, because then afterwards, you don't need to worry.
And if
you want to get really drunk, do what I do and have just a shit ton of margaritas, because after that, you won't remember a thing. So if it goes badly, you can at least say you got drunk. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, for fuck's sake, Elle.
I get drunk on most dates. It's really good fun.
So do you know what? I think Cosmopolitan's a good suggestion. Pina Colada's a good suggestion. But what about a mojito, though? You know, like a minty mojito, fresh into breath.
Make your breath smell good.
Exactly. So you've got fresh breath. You can play a bit of tonsil tennis, you know, if you're just going to be keeping classy and have a bit
of a kiss.
Rules. That's a good point. Sit the fuck 2 meters apart while you're on this date and don't look at each other, you know?
Wait till marriage.
Have a Zoom date. Think of the virus.
Coronavirus.
Is that that Cardi B thing? For fuck's sake, Al.
Yeah, that's suspicious. That's weird. Okay, next question. Okay, these are basically like quick fire questions. Mm. Okay, what is the best place to buy Christmas pajamas?
Ooh, so I got some from, what's it called? Sheen? Sheen?
Did you shop from there? I'm too scared. I've heard too much that it's a scam and that they were like children in furniture. Or was that Wayfair?
What the Whatever. Fuck? Oh my God, yes, no, that was Wayfair. They sold children and furniture. No, basically, I got...
Yeah, I'm really confused.
I did a teeny tiny bit of an order from Sheen and they're not the best quality pajamas, but they have loads that look quite cute, and it depends what sort of pajamas you want to have, but F&F and Tesco have the comfiest pajama jumpers in at the moment. They are phenomenal, and I got a pair very recently. So F&F, Tesco's, or Sheen if you'd rather make them look cute. Oh, M&S.
I went in with my mum. I can't remember what we were going in to find. It was like a jumper for someone, and I was like, they have really cute Christmas pajamas. My mum was like, go pick some. And I'm like, yes. So I was like rummaging around like, oh my God. And I think I picked these like blue ones because I was like, then they're more versatile. Mm. And they're not just slightly festive. I can wear them year round.
I've never actually owned or worn a Christmas jumper. There's a truth bomb.
Really?
Really, really. I've never had a Christmas jumper.
Well, guess who's getting you one for fucking Christmas, bitch?
Are you going to get me a Christmas jumper for Christmas?
Yeah, I'll get you a Christmas jumper. It's not going to be really expensive because I'm poor as shit. But... I will find you a Christmas jumper. I'll find you one with like a festive cow or something on it.
I love my cows. I have got a Christmas t-shirt. Does that count? It doesn't count, does it?
Yeah, that counts.
Oh, that's good. I've got a Christmas t-shirt.
That counts.
Back to the point. Christmas pajamas, M&S, Tesco or Sheen are our suggestions.
Okay, next question. You're right. Oh, this one's quite cute.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Okay.
Is it considered a turn-off to be nerdy? And if so, how do you hide it?
Oh my God, no, no, no. I think...
Nerds are cute.
I think nerds are cute. And to be honest, the one thing you absolutely have got to be when you first meet someone is your authentic, true self. Because if you put on the false act, you've got to keep that up, potentially forever, because you don't know how long that relationship's going to last. So if you show them your true self as the get-go, you're more likely to last for longer. And honestly, I think nerds are cute. Why the fuck do you think I'm with Matt? He's the biggest nerd ever. Nerds are sexy.
Nerds are attractive.
I find intelligence super attractive. That's the one thing that draws me
to someone. And I'm sorry. So someone pissed me off the other day because they said to me that they are not interested in knowing anything other than what they need to know.
Really?
And I was like, how can you live your life like that? I have to know everything.
I want to know everything about everything. And I think having a nerd boyfriend or even someone who's intelligent, who has a bit of a goofy personality, I think it's so nice.
Just intelligent.
Yeah, but sometimes intelligence is a bit annoying because I'll be to Matt, I'll be like, oh, the capital of Thailand is something that's not the capital of Thailand. And he's like, it's Bangkok. And I'm like, okay, I didn't know that. You know, like sometimes they're so sure of themselves.
Okay, next question. Right, what is your opinion on casual sex, hookups, and one-night stands?
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
The sexy time question. So,
the sexy time.
Do you want to go? Do you want to go first? Do you want to answer this first?
I think as long as everyone's agreeing to it and you're being safe, fucking do whatever you want.
Mm.
Like, as long as no one's getting hurt, physically, emotionally, mentally, do what you want. I love a good one-night stand.
Oh, we know.
But I think it's, you know, do what you want. You've had a couple of drinks on the night out, or, you know, they're just like someone you know.
It's 3 o'clock kind of and you're bored.
Just like go round.
Yeah.
I think I support any girl that wants to enjoy herself when she's single with hookups or casual sex or just the one night where you see him and then forget the name. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, do what you gotta do. I genuinely think that it's great, just as long as you're safe.
I think that's another thing. As long as you're safe and protecting yourself, but also as long as it's coming from the right place. Like, are you enjoying casual intimacy because you really enjoy casual intimacy, or are you doing it because you're filling a void in your life, or
me in first year
you've not seen your therapist enough, cough cough, out
me in first year and second year.
No, but in all seriousness, as long as there's nothing bad behind it, as long as you're keeping yourself safe, you know, as long as you're not getting I don't know. Yeah, as long as you're not
STDs.
Getting hurt. Yes, that's a thing. And if you do get one, make sure you text everybody you've given it to. And
yeah, don't be a knob.
Don't be a knob. Get your knob sorted out, you know?
Get your knob sorted and don't be a fucking pussy. Don't be a knob and don't be a pussy. Get them cleaned. Get them fucking checked regularly if you're having casual sex. And have some fucking fun with it.
Yes.
And if anyone gets pregnant, you fucking take responsibility for your actions.
Mm-hmm.
Just a heads up.
I thought you were about to say Justin then. Like, take responsibility for your actions. Justin. Who the fuck's Justin?
Justin Bieber. Do you remember when he was accused of getting a woman pregnant? A CD one night stand. But he was like 15 and the woman was like 20.
Oh my God.
And he wrote a song about her. It was like about like Mariah. Honestly, I remember that because like 12-year-old me was devastated. Like, he's going to be a dad. And then it turns out it wasn't even his kid. She'd lied about the whole thing.
Well, you know,
2012 drama, that.
Consent there, because he was only 15 and she was 20. Mm. Yikes. But no, yes.
He was in a bathroom post-concert, apparently.
Crikey.
Nice.
No.
Discreet. That's got time. Anyway, what is your opinion? You think that it's cool? You think that
absolutely,
it's not cool?
Absolutely. Like, do what you enjoy and do what like pleasures you and what you enjoy. As long as you're being safe, you know, safety's had. Be the safe, enjoy the sex, and have fun. Move on.
Plus, I'm kind of the opinion of the more penis or vagina that you have, the more you learn about sex, because you can learn all of it from one partner. But I sometimes think if you've had like multiple partners, perhaps not all in one go, each to their own. I don't judge. If you want to have an orgy, you do that. But I just feel like you might learn a bit more about what you like, what you dislike, what other people like. It's an experience. It's a learning curve.
Absolutely.
So yeah, we promote healthy sexual attitudes on this podcast.
We do.
And I'm sure we'll talk about it in detail another time.
Yes.
Moving on.
On that note,
how about best basics clothes stores? Loved this one. I was like, so random.
Best basic clothes stores. Oh my goodness. Like, are we talking like basic t-shirt and stuff like that? Because I feel like...
I think so, yeah. Like just t-shirt and jeans.
H&M.
And what is it? Jeans and nice top. Yeah.
H&M. Like,
good money too.
H&M's like basic section is so good. Like, I've got loads of H&M basic t-shirts and they've lasted me years. Primark, you've got good... You've got, you know, basic in terms of price and clothing. However...
Yeah.
It doesn't tend to last as long. They do get ripped. The quality's not quite as good. I think H&M basics.
You have to replace them more. It's like when you try and find a good pair of jeans.
Mm.
Like, you can buy some from Primark, and yeah, don't get me wrong, they're comfy, they're stretchy, they're great, but they won't last long. What the fuck was that?
Oh, yeah, what the fuck was that fucking horn-sounding thing interrupting my
podcast?
It was
like a choo-choo train.
It's Matt. Matt's playing with his new phone, making train noises. Oh, his
email notifications are trying.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you please respect the podcast and shut your fucking cake,
yeah,
please?
Bitch.
God.
Back to fucking clothes.
Back
stores.
To clothing.
Okay.
Before Matt rudely trained up and
just burst into the fucking the podcast. Zara is my go-to.
Yeah.
Everything that's not like too simple. When you want something just a little bit different, go to Zara. Because I have the amount of Zara parcels I get. Anyone who follows me on Instagram knows it's fucking ridiculous. But I don't spend a lot of money at Zara.
No.
Because it's such good price points. So definitely Zara.
Zara's a good one. I think
Topshop for basic t-shirts.
Topshop's good.
And like joggers and like if you want just like a comfy top.
Fucking New
definitely
Look.
Definitely Topshop.
New Look. New Look is overlooked.
It is. That people just think is for teenagers, but their coats this year, damn!
Dude, some of their trousers this year have been very good. Some of their trousers
good
have been
comfy jeans.
Good comfy jeans. Yes. Oh,
yes.
If you wanted something basic, but basic work clothing, back to M&S, they're good.
M&S. Oh, we were going on about... Yes, we were talking about M&S.
Yes.
Yeah, M&S.
Now
M&S
you've just outed the fact that we had to do this podcast over 2 days because of the fucking internet.
Oh. Fucking Wi-Fi. We blamed the weather. Like, how old are we?
Oh, it's the weather's fault. We just can't record today. It's the weather's fault, people.
The weather's fault. It was a spectacular rainstorm, but that's not the point.
So yeah, back to M&S. M&S is a classic as well. I'm trying to, I don't know. If you're looking online, probably Misguided.
Yeah, I mean, online's a bit of a tough one because a lot of them have really dodgy, you know. Mm-hmm.
The supply chain is not the one, guys.
Child labour and etc. And we do mm-hmm. not promote that on this channel. No. However,
no.
Pretty Little Thing do quite good basic clothes. But I know they've been in the shit quite a few times. So basically just being a bit shit in general. So
I can't get over like their return policies are just so dodge as well. I'm like, how many people have won this? I will not wear bodysuits from online stores. No. I can't do it. Because I'm like, I don't know who else has had this in their cooch. Like, I'm not fucking doing
it. Did you just say the word cooch?
It's such a long time. They're a cooch. Like, I'm not doing it. It's fucking weird. Like, I won't order underwear online. I think that's really weird. Because you don't know who else has had that on.
Mm.
So, like, you know, if it's just like, you know, your pants or whatever, no one else has worn that. But a bra, you don't know. Someone could have had like really dirty sex in it and then returned it the next day, just attached the label back. You don't know. So it's too. Nope.
Elle, you have trust issues.
No, deep rooted trust issues, which my therapist has heard all about.
I don't trust clothing, I don't trust bras. You've got a good point, though.
I don't trust men.
Yes, that one too. Yeah, no, like, exactly. You have a good point. Like, you just don't know who's won it, who's had it. And did you see that Twitter tweet? Are you kidding, Jess? That tweet of that woman. And she'd bought something. I don't know where she'd bought it from. She'd bought something from Pretty Little Thing. It might have been a bodysuit, and there was like vaginal excrement on like the inside of the bodysuit. Like, it was crusty, and she put a picture of it online, and I was
that
like,
is horrified. They accepted it. Joe Lycett sent a load of stuff back, didn't he?
Really?
That had what he'd done is he'd like bought it all, and then he got people to like spread like mixtures they made so it looked like bodily fluids, and they got full refunds for everything. And he like fully outed them on this show he was like, this, you cannot do this. And I was like, go on, mate. Yeah, well, he's not Joe Lycett. Is he the one that's now Hugo Boss? Love him. Okay, next question can be, did we answer the one about friend zoning?
We didn't, but we need to.
We need to. Okay. It says, you like a friend. In a girl's eye, what does the guy have to do to see them in another light other than friend-zoned? Lol. Quote.
I mean, if you've only just become friends and the girl's a bit guarded, you're not sure if she likes you, you need to be confident and just let her know how you feel. Just be like, look, I like you in a, you know, in a likey-like way. I don't know. I fancy
like you, like,
you know, and then just see where her head's at, because she may like you too. She might be slightly more guarded and she may need more time.
I also think if she's just a friend, say you've been friends for longer, you might not be able to change that, mate. Don't start the manipulation game. Don't start changing who you are to please. What was it we said about the nerds?
You've got to be yourself. And if she doesn't like you, she just doesn't like you. And there's sweet fuck all you can do about that. And I know that sounds quite harsh.
Authenticity.
Absolutely. I've been, you know, I fancied people before and they've just not liked me back. And I've just had to get to terms with it, you know. And you just do. I mean, you'll grow up, you'll move on. There'll be someone else that comes down the line that you think, I fancy you even more. And it is what it is, but you just can't force someone to fancy you.
Don't force it. It's never... No, it's not gonna. It's not real if you're having to force it. I get where it's like, what can you do to see them in another light? Just give it time. Just be yourself and give it time. And if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. But you might meet someone else, and you can't. I just don't like the idea of someone. To me, that's manipulation. Sorry if we're just not giving you the answer you want, but we're keeping it real.
Yeah, I mean,
you're manipulating someone, and I'm not okay with that. So it's not for me personally.
Okay, so maybe she doesn't see you in the light for now, but there's certain things you can do that might make her be like, oh, actually, no, I do fancy him, because, you know, prolonged eye contact. I like that, where you just look at me like, hey. Hey.
You might pick up on some signals yourself where they're like, hey. And then you sort of look at them and you're like, hey. But then you also might pick up on signals where they're like, hey. And then just leave it.
Yeah.
Just let it go, hon.
If Let it go.
If they don't fancy you, they don't fancy you.
Let it go.
One thing I have found is sometimes talking about someone else you might be romantically interested in, be like, oh, by the way, you know, I saw this girl and she was cute and I was going to ask for a number. And then if she's like, wait, what the hell? You've got another girl's number.
Yeah, if she gets jealous.
Then you know. Then you know.
Because we don't hide that well.
No, women.
As women.
Women don't hide that well. So if she gets jealous that you're talking to other women, be like, ha-ha.
Then you go, gotcha.
Bitch.
Although I wouldn't call her a bitch because she might not be down. Unless she might be down.
She might like being called a bitch. Who knows?
She might like being not a boss in the bedroom. So, you know, don't manipulate. Just let it be and just look out for the signs.
Yeah.
Just look out for the signs. Just be yourself. I guess what we're saying is just be yourself and just see if it happens naturally. If it doesn't happen naturally, unfortunately, it's just not meant to be.
Mm-mm.
Find some other fish to fry. You'll be
fine. Find some other fish to fuck.
Yeah, fuck another fish. There's so many fish out there. Just sling it in someone else and break up sex. Well, it's not break up sex. What's it called?
The best way to get over someone is to get under someone else.
Get under someone. That's some rock solid advice. Right there.
Well, it's true, though. It's life advice to go by. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think we've smashed that. Not going to lie. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
We have another question. It's a two-part question, and I know exactly who sent this. So we don't name names, but we know who sent this. Two-part question. How do you pronounce scone/scone? And do you toast it? If you do, why are you
Right, I'm answering this one. For a start, it's scone, and if you've got anything else to say, scone. Then quite frankly, talk to your arsehole.
Fuck
off. I'm not listening. And secondly, I'd like to make an announcement to this podcast today, ladies and gentlemen, that Miss Eleanor Charlton toasts...
Don't out my middle name! I'm beefing
she
that.
She toasts her scones. She puts her scones in... Right. You don't get to speak here. You don't get a right.
It's out of context.
You toast scones. That's all they need to know.
It's not a fresh scone. Is if it's been in the cupboard a couple of days and you're like, it's going to be a little bit dry, stick it in the toaster, a lot of butter in my case, fucking smashed it. If you want a scone for breakfast, which I did this morning, whack it in the toaster, then it's effectively toast with currants on. It's basically a hot cross bun or like, you know, like one of those cinnamon... bread
yeah, but
thingies,
L,
no one can judge you otherwise.
L, if your cake was going stale, would you toast it? It's like putting cake in the toaster. And you're going silent now because you're not fucking right.
Because cake is a different mixture.
No, it's same shit, different shape.
To me, hang on. Who's the master baker? You can make banana bread. That's about it.
You did not just come for me.
And you made me some... To be fair, you made some beautiful cookies.
Thank you.
They
you
were
are
really nice.
Welcome. Fuck.
Because story time, I was horrifically ill after my birthday. It was kind of my fault. Also kind of wasn't. Because it turns out I was ill pre-birthday and didn't know. And the only things that stayed down was your cookies. So I don't know what you did put in them, but it helped. I was able to keep some orange squash down. And some pasta.
Nice.
And that was it. Nothing else stayed in my stomach for about 2 weeks. And then it got better. I got stomach flu. So I'd already thrown up for 2 weeks post-birthday. Then I threw up from stomach flu for like a further 2 weeks. Then I got coronavirus. 23's been fucking sick. Literally sick. But the cookies were rather delicious. And I think it was the sugar.
May have been. I mean, I didn't put...
But they
I
were
put
really
a lot
good.
Of heart and soul into them, so you're most welcome.
Mm. I really... And I've kept the little thing you wrapped them in. They're in my little memory box. Like
confession here. The mother-in-law actually wrapped them because I was about to walk out the house and this clump of cookies and she was like, no, you've got to make them look nice. And I was like, oh, do I? It's only L. I'm sure it'll be fine. She was like, no.
Fuck's sake. I appreciate you, Jan. Well, thank you. I got a ton of food for my birthday this year and I was like, what are you all trying to say, bitch? And then I ate it all and felt a lot better. So thank you, everyone. It was sick. But yeah, it's scone and you toast it when you try and revive it. But if you toast a fresh scone, you're a fucking freak. And you need
see, that's the context I needed. Fair enough, if it's slightly dry, whack it in the toaster to, you know, wake it up a little bit. But if it's a fresh scone and you toast it because you want to, that's when, you know, you need to...
You need looking at. Like, are you serious? Go, stop. Okay, next question. This is a good one.
Oh, your voice went very deep.
This is a good one. Right, so, side note, fucking love a bit of drama as long as I'm not involved. I like observing the drama. This is some boiling hot tea. Right, my friend, quote marks, slept with my boyfriend at the start of our relationship, and I just found out. Revenge ideas. She's my secret Santa.
Oh my God.
Fucking push her off a cliff. Like, what a hoe, says me, actually. I've done some terrible things.
I'm trying to think of a really... I mean, you're the fiery one. I'm trying to be diplomatic here when thinking of something to say back. But
I saw a girl today who slept with one of my boyfriends when I was with them, and he is also at fault because he's a pig, but I saw her and I really loudly was like, oh, look, it's the girl that fucked my boyfriend.
For God's sake.
And she was on the phone. She just looked at me and I'm like, you want to have a scrap in fucking Cornhill in the middle of Lincoln? I'll fucking go. Like, I was just looking at her like, you
need supervision. 24/7 supervision. I'm concerned.
I do. I need putting on reins, really. Yeah. Down, girl.
Literally. I'm trying to think of what to do. So obviously, if we're going to give you real adult advice right now, I mean, you hold the ace card, you hold the moral high ground. You can take her to one side and say, I'm aware of what you did. I don't want to speak to you again. What you did really hurt me. And I'm not getting you, not the bitch, Elle. This is a good advice.
This is serious. Don't say bitch, but say what Jess is saying.
Yeah, like, and just say, I'm not going to get you a secret Santa present. And if anybody asks why, you feel free to tell them and then walk away. But if you're going to be a bitch,
So that's the Jess method to dealing with this. Mm. Now, if you want to do the L method, this is what you're going to do. Now, it depends how you found out. If he's told you, oh, that's a shame. But if you found out from screenshots... print those motherfuckers off, create like a photo album and give her it, and they'll have like pictures of you together, and she can be like, oh my god, this is so thoughtful, and then she gets the screenshots and you're like, boom, bitch.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing.
You catch them out, like them talking about it, if you know, you try and set up, catch them in a lie, something like that, but you want to do it in front of people because then you shame them.
That's a good idea. You know what else you could do? You could be like, my gift to you is a dildo, and hand her a dildo, and she'll probably start laughing because it's a joke, and then be like, I've done it in the shape of my boyfriend's penis since you'll love it so much. And then like, watch the drama unfold.
Or the night before, like you're having your dinner or whatever, put some in a Tupperware. Wrap up the Tupperware and give it to her. She'll open it. She'll be really confused because it's got your dinner in it. And you just be like, yeah, I thought you might want more of my leftovers.
Buy her some pasta as a secret Santa present, and then give it to her and be like, since you eat all of my leftovers, I thought I'd do my charity work and buy you some dinner.
You could literally be such a cow in this. But it depends. If you're a nice person, which I'm not getting the vibe that you're like soft because you want revenge ideas, brilliant, then you just want to just embarrass her. She's fucking embarrassed you. I know this is like the pettiest thing ever, but I'm fucking horrible to the girls that have like my boyfriend. I'm horrible to them like for a while and then I get over it. But the girls that I got with them, I will never forgive them. I was a horrible human being once, and I broke up a relationship, and it's the worst thing I ever did. And she hates me to this day. I don't blame her. I'd hate me too.
Mm-hmm.
If she wants to send me a shit in the post, I won't get mad about it. I'd be like, yeah. Definitely.
But speaking of the revenge you need to do for the boyfriend, now obviously the girl deserves some
Humiliation.
Some shame. Pasta for a present. You need to shame the boyfriend. So what you could do, you could get them. My God. You could take his mum out for lunch. Be best friends with his mum.
No. That's how you get back at him.
Either have sex with his brother, his sister.
Or his dad.
Oh my God, his dad would be like, I'm your mum now.
Fuck his dad.
Fuck his dad, just do it. Yes, do that. Or, I'm trying to think of something you could do that's just, you know, so fucking horrible.
You could present them both with, like, your leftovers. You could present them both with, again, the screenshots together.
You could buy him a rat and be like, because you're a sneaky rat. There you go. Just tell both of their parents and be like, just to let you know, like, I know you know I was in a relationship with your son and I was best friends with your daughter, but I'd just like to announce that you won't be hearing my name out of their mouths anymore because they have disrespected me.
They have disrespected me. Fuck her ex-boyfriend. Fuck her ex-boyfriend. Do it. Do it!
Have sex with her dad.
And his dad. And then her ex-boyfriend and then his brother. And if she has any siblings, have sex with them too. Mm-hmm. Literally, just fuck everyone they know.
Kidnap and look after their pets. Take a bomb-ass selfie as well and just upload it.
Put yourself on Tinder. Even if you're still in a relationship with him. Put yourself on Tinder and see how long it takes for him to come out, and then be like, oh, I'm sorry, I thought we were in an open relationship because you fucked my friend.
Or, here's what you do. You don't give either of them an explanation and just randomly block them off everything. And if they're like, why have you blocked me?
Just
disappear off the face of the earth. And they could be like so confused, and they're both going to have a conversation. He's going to be like, she's not speaking to me either. And they're going to be like, oh my God, what if she knows? And you know this whole time.
You're sitting on a gold mine here right now. You do realise that you have so much you can do.
You've got
this.
So much power right now.
Oh my God, I'm excited. I'm excited. I kind of wish Matt would cheat on me.
Matt, you and me so
we
can do this.
People.
Yes.
I hope he's still in the room.
No, he's left.
They have all the power. Are we sick, deranged people for just like encouraging them to blow up these people's lives? We don't even know context, but at the same time, I'm like, hun, this is hilarious.
It's going down.
This is a nice question, this next one. A slight come down from the other one. Although, do you want something juicy?
Go juicy.
Describe the weirdest thing a guy has wanted to do in bed.
Sleep and not have sex with me.
Not to have intercourse.
to be honest, that is the weirdest thing a guy could do. Like, should we just watch a movie and go to sleep? Like, oh really, that's a bit weird. I'm so used to being used by men. Like, what do you mean you don't want to have sex with me right now? I'm giving it to you on a plate.
What a fucking bitch. Someone has to spit on me and I was like, we've just met. Like, really? We've just met. I'm not down, but maybe in the future.
I mean, oh, spit. Spit's minging. Like, I've got a real weird phobia about spit. And, like, you know when, like, people, like, cough up phlegm? Like, bleh, like that and spit. That and spit, I despise.
Tell you what, we'll adjust the question slightly because I don't really have an answer for like what's the weirdest thing to do in bed, but I have the weirdest thing a guy's ever done to like get my attention. Me and my ex-boyfriend went out for dinner on his, like, it was near Valentine's Day, and I would like 2 days after this, I'd put something on my Instagram story of us at dinner. Like, 2 days later, I got a message request on Instagram, and I was like, who the fuck is this? Because, like, no one wants to talk to me. It's like, what the hell is this? And I opened it, and it was from this guy, and he was like, hi, the guy you were at dinner with, is that your boyfriend? And I was like, who is this person? Like, they're from Lincoln, but I was like, who is this person? It was the waiter!
Wow.
He found me on Instagram. He found me and asked if that was my boyfriend. And I was like, we were holding hands across the table. Yes, it was my boyfriend. I was like, what the fuck? He found me. I hadn't even tagged the restaurant.
That's so weird. So
we don't know how he found me, but I was like, that stalker is another level of weird. 100. Stalker. I was like, how have you found out who I am? And then the table wasn't even booked in my name, so he must have looked at my boyfriend's name, and then he must have gone through his Instagram to find me. Dedication. And my account's on private.
Dedication, to be fair. Dedication. Like, look at you go.
So fucking weird. I was like, dude, you're not my type. And I have a boyfriend. So
can I tell you of the weirdest thing a guy's ever done to... I don't know if this was an attempt to get my attention or something, but I was standing outside of a club with Matt, and, you know, Matt was holding my coat and my bag because he's the cutest little angel bean I have ever met. The guy came sassing over, barely know him, seen him about 3 times, knew of him, I think, at uni. And he looked at me and he looked at Matt and he said, your girlfriend. And I said, tis me, hello, I'm girlfriend. He said, she cheated on you on Friday night, did you know that? And Matt just looks at this guy, not really sure what to say, and he said, no, she didn't. And he said, yeah, she was at Super Bowl. In Super Bowl, she cheated on you. And he said, no, she didn't. She was crying at Finding Dory on Friday night. And I was like, Matt, spare the details, for God's sakes. And he just looked at Matt and he walked away. And I thought, that's the weirdest try and, you know, grab my attention, trying to get Matt's attention. Did he fancy Matt? I'm still to this day, I don't know. But he was like, she cheated on you at Super Bowl, which Super Bowl, for those of you who aren't aware of Lincoln and Nights Out, is the name of a club that...
It is a really sticky place. There's like several floors. We used to like hang out on the bottom floor. Then you had the middle floor where you'd walk in and probably get groped within like 2 minutes. And then the top floor, that was if you were underage and had a fake ID or you were planning on committing some kind of crime. You went to the top floor. It was a real dodge place.
It was a dodgy place. I'm pretty sure
we graduated when this probably happened.
Yeah, we had. And me and Matt had just gone for a casual night out.
Okay, ready for next question?
Yes.
Best skincare brands.
Okay, now I used to work at Lush. We're in Jess territory now. And although I don't work there anymore, so I'm not, you know, being handcuffed by Mark, who owns the company, to be like, Lush is the best, but it depends what sort of vibe you're after. If you have got if you've got fairly dry skin and you want like a really hydrating cleanser and you wear makeup, I would recommend Ultra Blend at Lush. It's like a really oily cleanser, so it's really good at taking off your makeup, and it's really good at not drying the skin out, so that's a good one. I'm trying to think of something else that's good. Oh, avoid Garnier because they test on animals and they're a sack of shit. Who does that?
Naughty. Who does that in 2020?
I know. I'm trying to think of any other skincare. So I recently started using Tropic, not endorsed by them. And theirs is quite good. Their Skin Feast cream has got hyaluronic acid in. So they're quite good at, you know, hydrating the skin. 20 plant oils and extracts to nourish and feed your skin for a healthy glow. But if my sister's listening, she'd probably say some bullshit like, if you drink enough water, you don't need a skincare routine. No. Shut up, Becca.
Bullshit. God. Bullshit. Some of us have acne, Becca.
Some of us have poor diets, Becca. That would be me.
Some of us put face masks on our eyelids.
Okay,
Jess.
One time.
What's my go-to? I'm trying to think. Oh, I'm a basic bitch and love The Ordinary, but I try not to use it all the time unless it's the caffeine stuff under my eyes, because it's the only thing that's ever helped my dark circles, which is like hereditary, unfortunately. I'm
the Ordinary Rose Hip Oil. That's a good one. I love their rose hip oil.
I'm trying to think. What else do they have? Oh, I have one. Absolutely love. It's the peptide serum. Is it Buffet?
Probably Buffet.
Buffet? It's the shit. It's really good. And I love, I've used Body Shop, haven't I? The only thing that clears up my horrendous hormone acne on my face is vitamin E from the Body Shop. I've used that for like what? 3-4 years, and I get it every Christmas off my mum because it's just my go-to. And then in January I have like the best clear skin.
Do you know
ever.
What though,
it's honestly,
I took that advice and I bought some vitamin E, the whole collection because I thought I'm just going to try it out because my skin was horrendous this summer with acne, maskne, I'm going to say, because obviously, you know, wearing PPE is for a full day is not ideal. No, not but it didn't work for me. So I guess another piece of advice is if something isn't working for you, just because it's worked for someone else, I mean, it's going to work for you. And another piece of advice I would give you for skincare is your skin is so unique to you. Try something for 28 days at least before giving up on it. And I mean religiously for 28 days. If you tried something for 5-6 days and it doesn't work for you, don't ditch it. Yeah. Stick it out for the full 28 days because...
Particularly if you're a girl as well. Particularly if you're a girl because your skin... I remember you telling me about this. It's like a cycle.
Have a skin cycle.
Like it changes. Yeah. Like, my skin, the week before my period, is just fucking disgusting. I'm just, like, sprouting them everywhere, and they're, like, really deep, sore spots, and they're just horrible. And the week of my period, they're, like, kind of clearing up, but new ones are coming through. I have this 1 week a month where I have clear skin. That's it. So, like, be nice. Like, be kind to your skin. Mm. And, definitely, like you said, try it out for 28 days. Because it's the only way I've ever found stuff that, like, settles my skin. Okay, we'll wrap it up here then. Thank you for sending in all your questions. Really appreciate it. Had a lot of fun. You guys are as weird as we are, so I really enjoyed that. This is it for 2020.
Oh, boo.
Sad cry.
No.
Boo.
What the fuck? Another reason why me and Elle are stopping for here is because, you know, you don't want to listen to the same shit every week. Also, we're going to come back next year with bigger and better things, and we also... can't be fucking asked to record with our shit internet and our shit problems we face every single shitting week.
Mm-hmm.
So
literally it takes us hours to just record and it really shouldn't be that hard.
That's what she said.
So we're going to figure all this. Oh God, if someone's saying it shouldn't be hard, they got issues. Me and my vagina, we back to the point. So mine doesn't, by the way. So we'll be back at some point in early 2021. Fingers crossed, all going well, you know. We'll be back in early 2021 and we'll have more guests and more themes and we'll, you know, it'll be really good fun and it'll be better. Because this was basically like a trial run just to see. Dipping our toe into the podcast.
Please use the
water.
Google Docs link and we're going to be putting another one up just to give us a bit of feedback. Like, what did you like? What did you hate? I mean, do you ever want to listen again?
Yeah.
Glad it's over? I mean, be as honest as you need to
be. Yeah, tell us. Just be brutal. Be so brutal because we need the feedback. We need to know what you like, what you don't like, what you want more of, anything you think we can improve on, anything that you want us to definitely keep or perhaps add in. Just...
absolutely.
Just hit us up. And this, because this has been a lot of fun. This was initially just like a drunk idea, and then we were also like, we don't get to like hang out kind of anymore because of fucking COVID. So we were like, let's have a fun little project together. So we're going to continue it because it's been really good fun. So leave us your opinions.
Be nice, be kind, wash your dicks.
We'll be kind, wear a mask,
clean your
dicks. Clean your hands, keep your opinions flowing.
Anyway,
fuck. Moving on. So, thank you all for listening. We love you, and we will see you all next year.
Bon voyage.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Bonsoir.